Nagbabala sa mga politiko ang pinakamataas na ahensya sa seguridad ng Australia tungkol sa pagtanggap ng anumang donasyon sa mga taong mula sa ibang bansa, kasunod ng isang ulat na ang impluwensya ng China sa politika ng Australia ay lumalago. Isang magkasamang investigasyon ng Fairfax at ABC ang nagpakita ng tinawag nilang ebidensya ng lumalaking impluwensya ng China sa parehong magkabilang partido ng Australia. Pakinggan natin sa ating salita ang ulat ni Andrea Nirhoff. Sinabi ng Australian Security Intelligence Organization o ASIO na kailangang maging maingat ang mga partido politikal sa bansa tungkol sa kung kanino nila tinatanggap ang donasyon. Sinabi nito na nababahala sila sa posibleng ugnayan sa pagitan ng 2 bilyonaryong donor at ang Communist Party ng China. Isang magkasamang investigasyon ng Fairfax at ABC ang nagpahayag ng pangamba na ang impluwensya ng China sa mga politiko ng Australia ay lumalaki. At sinabi din sa ABC ni Ehekutibong Direktor ng Australian Strategic Policy Institute sa Canberra, Peter Jennings, na ang implikasyon ay nakakabahala.
I think that this type of, naked influence buying is something which is damaging to Australia's political system. I would far rather have a regime in place whereby we, the taxpayer, pay for the cost of our elections than relying on parties to get donations from foreign sources, wherever they may come from. But, you know, notably those foreign sources are primarily linked to Chinese business.
Napabalitang pinagsabihan din ng ASIO sina punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull, dating punong ministro Tony Abbott at leader ng oposisyon Bill Shorten tungkol sa naturang issue. Subalit sa kabila ng mga babala mula pa noong taong 2015, ang parehong Liberal at Labor ay napabalitang tumanggap ng karagdagang donasyon. Sinabi sa ABC ng pinuno ng National Security College sa Australian National University, Professor Roy Medcalf, na binabantayan ng sitwasyon subalit wala silang idinadagdag na gawain.
We don't know whether the donations are somehow driven or centrally encouraged by the Chinese Communist Party, or whether in fact you've got enthusiastic individuals freelancing to make donations that they think will resonate well when they report back to China, or if they report back to China that these donations were made and that there's a change taking place in the Australian political discourse. It's fair to say that agencies like ASIO are really quite alive and alert to these issues. The challenge for them is that their mandate is essentially to monitor and to report to government what's happening. They don't have a mandate, and it's not clear who within the Australian system has a mandate to act on this information.
Pagkatapos sabihin ng ABC ang kanilang mga natuklasan, sinabi ni Attorney General George Blandis na naglunsad si punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ng kahiwalay na investigasyon. Napabalitang titingnan nila ang mga batas ng Australia kaugnay ng pag-iespiya at pakikialam ng mga banyaga. Tinawag ito ni Ginoong Blandis bilang napakataas na problema at tumitingin sa maaaring pagsusog ng bagong lehislasyon. Ayon naman sa punong tagapagpaganap ng Homeland Security Committee sa Estados Unidos, Mike McCall, nakakakita na siya ng mga ebidensya na nakakaapekto ang mga pagsisikap ng China sa politika ng ibang bansa. Sinabi ng kinatawang Republican sa ABC Australia na kailangan ng pagbabago sa kanilang mga batas sa lalong madaling panahon.
Well, you know, in the United States, we prohibit that expressly. I think there's a reason for that. We don't want the influence of foreign money in our elections and foreign governments to influence our elections. I think that's a wise policy. Quite frankly, I was a bit surprised that Australia does allow foreign contributions. And if you look at the numbers, which I was privy to, a lot of these donations are coming from China. China has a very strong influence in the region. They want to influence Australia. They want a stronger presence in Australia. And what better way to do that than to influence political figures through foreign contributions.
Napilitang magbitiw sa tungkulin ang Australianong Senador Sam Justiciary ng Labor mula sa front bench noong mga huling buwan ng 2016 dahil sa ganitong issue. Inamin niya na humingi siya ng pera sa isang donor na may ugnayan sa gobyerno ng China upang bayaran ang kanyang mga personal na utang. Ang pinakahuling investigasyon ay nagtaas ng karagdagang tanong sa kung ano ang napagkasunduan sa ibinalik na pangakong salapi. sinabi sa Sky News ng pangalawang ministro sa punong ministro Angus Taylor na kung totoo, maraming tanong ang dapat sagutin ni Senador Dasciari.
Donations aren't illegal, but I tell you what, if a donation is coming with undue influence in return, then that's clearly a problem. And nowhere is that worse when it's a foreign government involved. I don't know whether that's the case here, Paul. I haven't seen the details. But, you know, this is why we should and do have a transparent donation system so these things can be tracked and so that we know when there has been undue influence.
Sinabi din ng pangalawang punong ministro Barnabe Joyce na nababahala siya tungkol sa mga sinasabi ng ulat.
I absolutely abhor the idea that some other nation would have influence in our government, especially if it's attached to a pecuniary benefit to any individual. Now, that also will need to be thoroughly investigated, and I just think that that's precisely what would be happening right at this moment. Remember, that's why we have ASIO. Now, there's a vast difference between a party getting a donation that someone is, there's no real direct benefit to a person. But if people are buying influence in our nation, well, that's treachery. And we can't abide by that in any way, shape or form from any country, not just China, any country.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.